Hello and welcome to the Match Day 2 and 3 review of Man of the Match podcast. I'm your host, Matt, and today I want to recap the rest of the group stage that I wasn't able to get to because I only did the first Match Day review. Alright, so let's start off with Group A on the 25th. Netherlands and Ecuador tied while Senegal beat Qatar 3-1. And then a couple days later on the 29th, the final day for Group A, Senegal beat Ecuador 2-1 and Netherlands beat Qatar 2-0. The people who advanced for the group were Senegal and Netherlands. Senegal, obviously beating Ecuador, basically secured their spot in the last 16. Very disappointing from Ecuador compared to what we've seen them do the entire tournament. Incredible performance against the Netherlands, almost won. Good performance against Qatar. But yeah, very disappointing from them. Netherlands, alright, and same with Senegal. I don't think any team from Group A will win the entire thing, the entire tournament. Alright, from the 25th, Iran beating Wales 2-0. Both of their goals that they scored were in stoppage time. Wayne Hennessy got a red card. Wales played with 10 men. I think it was like the 90th minute. Wayne Hennessy, the Welsh goalkeeper, got a red card. And they played with, they played with 10 men, and that was basically their downfall. And then a great game, 0-0 draw, United States and England. That was pretty good. And then a couple days later, on the 29th as well, 3-0 England to Wales. Wales was obviously eliminated. And then the United States, Captain America, Christian Pulisic, putting his body on the line so that his team could win, 1-0. His goal was in the 38th minute. That, in my opinion, was the top individual performance on Match Day 3. I'll post that in a little bit on Instagram. Easily one of the best games I've ever seen them play. They grew up a lot, I will say. Just incredible. As for their game against the Netherlands, they can win. As I said last week in this game against Iran, they can win. They can win. I believe in this young team. It's a matter of whether they will win. I don't know if that makes sense, but yeah. England, I think they'll close past Senegal, and they'll go very far. All right, in terms of Group C, on the 26th, Match Day 2, Poland beat Saudi Arabia 2-0. Saudi Arabia coming off that amazing win against Argentina. And then Argentina bouncing back 2-0 win over Mexico. Very, very good game. Messi scored on Memo Ochoa. That is just crazy. Everybody knows that World Cup Memo Ochoa is probably one of the best goalkeepers. Now we're thinking that World Cup Szczesny is the best goalkeeper. Amazing game from Argentina. Way to bounce back after, match day one. That humiliating, to say the least, a loss against Saudi Arabia. Ochoa, he's starting to fall off. Szczesny, however, amazing. Amazing, amazing, amazing. We'll talk about him a little bit later. And by later, I mean like right now. November 30th, Match Day 3, Argentina beat Poland 2-0, both still advanced, here's the thing, had Mexico scored one more goal and not let Saudi Arabia score the last goal that they scored in, Mexico would have been through. It was 2-1 to Mexico, but the thing was, they let a goal in. Wow. And also, still, they would have needed to score. But the thing was, they were already getting close. It wouldn't have been that hard. But, yep. And Tata Martino, I'm pretty sure they said he was fired. So, that is not good. Argentina, they're in their stride. I think they'll do good. Poland, they need to get past France. For example, them, the U.S., and a couple other teams, they need to take it just day to day. They can't really think about the bigger picture. Argentina, it's going to be a very bad match against Australia. Speaking of Australia, November 26, Match Day 2, Australia beat Tunisia 1-0. Good result. And then 2-1 in favor of France against Denmark. Denmark, I thought they were going to do a lot better. They did not. Now moving to November 30th, match day 3. 1-0, Tunisia over France, which is crazy. I know France wasn't playing their starting guys, but still. And Australia beat Denmark to secure their spot in the last 16. So, yeah. France, as I just said, they can probably win that game against Poland. Just, they need to watch out for Szczesny. Australia, I'm sorry. Yeah. It's messy. So, I mean, I'm sorry. Yeah. I think they're going to lose. I wouldn't be surprised if they pulled off an upset, though, but I would be very disappointed because I like Messi. Now, moving on to Group E. This was a roller coaster of a group. That was probably one of the craziest group stage of World Cup that I've ever seen. Alright, I believe the standings changed over, I read this graphic, over 5 times in the time frame that 2 games were happening at the same time. It was insane. Anyways, we'll talk about those 2 games when they come up on the 1st. But anyways, let's backtrack to the 27th, match day 2. Costa Rica beat the team that just beat Germany 1-0. Costa Rica beat Japan. That's crazy. And then Germany tied with Spain in a very hard-fought match, 1-1. And then moving to December 1st. Yeah, that was absolutely insane. Germany was only, I believe, out of all the goals that were scored at the minute frames, the minute marks, Germany was only, I believe, going to advance only in, one of those goals. And that was the one where I believe they tied it in the Spain-Japan game. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. But, yeah, Germany won 4-2 over Costa Rica. However, that did not match how embarrassed they got because they were still eliminated because Japan won over Spain. And Spain's goal difference was better than Germany. And that is thanks to their 7-0 win over Costa Rica. Obviously, Costa Rica and Germany both eliminated, and Japan and Spain. I don't think Japan is that good, but I wouldn't be surprised to see them pull off an upset. It wouldn't even really be an upset anymore if they went over Croatia. Spain, they are playing, let me remember, Morocco. They're playing Morocco. I wouldn't be surprised if they got upset. Morocco's a very good team. Spain, from what we've seen, I mean, they're all right. But we'll see. Now, in terms of Group F, on November 27th, let's backtrack there again, it was a 2-0 win for Morocco over Belgium. The Golden Generation is clearly over. I messed up the graphic. Oh, no, I'm sorry, guys. I did not realize for the 27th that I accidentally put that Canada won 4-1. They didn't. It was Croatia that won 4-1. Sorry, guys, about that. If anyone told their friends, Canada won 4-1, no, they didn't. Croatia won 4-1. And then let's go to the first again. Croatia tied with Belgium, 0-0. Canada lost to Morocco, 2-1. Yeah, that was it. And Morocco went through and Croatia went through. Both teams who I think can definitely win the round of 16 matches. Belgium humiliated, their coaches fired, I believe. Canada, I believe now they're statistically the worst team in the World Cup, ever. They're in a tie. They've never won a game. They've only scored 2 goals. So, that's pretty bad. But it's a young team. I think by the time that it comes home, here, U.S., Canada, Mexico, I think they'll be good in their home World Cup. It's a young team. So, yeah. Just give them time. Do I like them? No. Because, I mean, an American, obviously. Now, backtracking to the 28th to talk about Group G. Group G was Brazil versus Switzerland. Brazil won 1-0. And, Serbia versus Cameroon in what has been considered to be one of the best games of this World Cup so far. 3-3. Very, very hard fought. Now, moving forward to the second, which was just literally, this is today. Yeah, the game's today. Switzerland won 3-2 over Serbia, cementing their place in the last 16. And Cameroon beat Brazil, but Brazil's still through. Brazil didn't put any of their good players out either. Because, obviously, they don't want to get him injured. Also, Neymar should be back, which is good. Yeah. I think that Brazil can obviously make a deep, deep run. I mean, I think everybody thinks that every single World Cup. But, yeah, this is seriously one that I think they can win. Like, actually, they really have the young talent to do it. Switzerland? Not really. No. Not for me. They play Portugal. Yeah, no. Now moving on to Group H, speaking of Portugal, go back to the 20th again. They beat Uruguay 2-0, and Korea lost to Ghana 3-2. But today, Korea beat Portugal 2-1, and then Uruguay beat Ghana 2-0, but, on goal difference, Korea went through. Yep. Gutting completely for Uruguay, especially like Suarez, who I believe this was his last one. Yeah, terrible. And they also got very, you know, emotional and mad because they chased the refs down the tunnel as they were walking out. So yeah, that was pretty bad. What's next? The round of 16, the knockouts. Let's go through the matches very quickly. Netherlands versus USA tomorrow at 10. 50-50, but I'll give it to the Americans, just because I feel like it. Argentina versus Australia, I already said Argentina. Japan versus Croatia. Croatia's actually very seasoned, and I like them a lot, Croatia. Brazil versus South Korea, pretty self-explanatory, Brazil. And then, this is that side of the bracket. And then, not all these games are happening at 10 p.m., 10 a.m., my apologies. And then the other side of the bracket, England versus Senegal. England should easily win that. France should beat Poland. Morocco, I think, will upset Spain. That would be pretty cool to see. Spain's just too young, I think, in my opinion. And then Portugal, it should be, I think that'll actually be close, though, against Switzerland. That is pretty much all I wanted to talk about. I just wanted to get, like, everything through. I kind of wanted to preview, like, what's next in the World Cup. In other news, what was I going to say? Oh, Christopher Nkunku to Chelsea. Very cool move. Sergio Busquets and Lionel Messi have been linked with Inter Miami. Pretty cool. Ronaldo's been linked with multiple clubs, including, obviously, Inter Miami, a Turkish club. There's a little bit of transfer news going on, and I'm not sure if you've heard, but this small, I believe it's non-league English team, or like very, very low division of English football team, wanted to loan Haaland during the World Cup. I just figured out about that. That is insane. They made a loan offer, but I don't think anything happened. But that was pretty cool to see. I forgot what the name was. But so far, the World Cup, I'm going to just say it's probably one of the best I've seen. In terms of the political stuff, I don't like it. But, the political stuff, I don't like when people bring politics into sport. I try to keep it, like just talking about sport. But, yeah, I think it's been very cool to see. The matches were amazing. Twists and turns everywhere. But yeah, it's been one to remember, especially since it was in around this time of year for America, which is weird. But still, yeah, it's been a great World Cup regardless. Oh, I forgot to mention, most complete performance, I have to give it to Switzerland. Yeah. Switzerland or Japan. Switzerland definitely kept up with Serbia, which was obviously brought them through. Alright, well, that is pretty much it. I will see you guys in the quarterfinal preview, slash round of 16, roundup, or review. That's pretty much it. This wasn't supposed to be that long, I just wanted to update you guys on everything that's happened. I should be posting every day, and I'll see you guys later. Ciao.